Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from the heart of the American Redoubt, Patriot Territory. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yes.
Quite the day today, I'll tell you what. Apparently, they are going to be indicting Trump again today.
But yay!
But this time, it's for the same thing. For the whole January 6th pile of garbage that they're trying to accuse him of nonsensical garbage over.
Well, who doesn't like a good circus?
You know? Exactly.
I mean, I'm excited to see the clowns, riding their bicycles.
All the jokers. And, yeah.
Unicycles. There it is. Juggling while they're, riding their unicycles.
That's
yelling
right.
About Trump. And I just say we just complete the show and just shoot them all out of cannons.
Well, there we go. I think that's probably the finale, right? The final act. Because basically, as you and I were talking about before the show, how we have sent cluster bombs to Ukraine and they're now using them.
Yep, saw the footage.
Yeah, right after the U.S. declared it to be a war crime to even
exactly.
use a cluster bomb.
The United States has signed on with dozens of other countries all agreeing that the use of cluster bomb munitions is a war crime.
Right.
Well, then let's just give them to Ukraine.
Right.
Now, couldn't we also charge Biden with being an accomplice in a war crime Ukraine using them and he supplied
if
them?
If he's the supposed leader, he certainly is not the president,
right.
But he's the leader of the crime organization. He's definitely in charge of crimes against humanity, if that's the case. But here's the thing, is this is a lawless regime. The DOJ won't hold any of their criminal activity to law. They will not prosecute any of these crimes, even though they have blatant evidence
abundant.
In their hand.
Yeah.
They've got tons and tons of treasonous crimes in their hand. All of the evidence right there. Congress has been barking about it for 6 months now, and nothing will happen. This just shows they are absolutely out of control, lawless at this point.
Yeah, we have such a state of lawlessness. It's just, this is just like any other typical communist regime, though. I mean, the only laws that apply are the ones that they make up as they go.
Right.
They ignore laws that exist. They create laws that don't exist.
Exactly. And then the people that they view as political enemies, oh man, they're going to be treated lawlessly as well.
Wait,
look at all the January 6th prisoners, for crying out loud.
Right, the threats to our democracy.
They were there. Most of them were there for over a year without even being charged. That's illegal as all get
Many
out.
Many of them are still there.
That's essentially what you call kidnapping.
Right.
And that's why the Constitution requires a fair and speedy trial, keyword speedy,
with a jury of your peers.
Exactly.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so at this point, I mean, we already know this is a communist coup. We already know that a coup is not even going to remotely think about following the existing laws of the nation that they're
right.
overthrowing. And so now, how long are we going to sit here and just watch them run roughshod over this nation?
Well, they defend indefensible things.
Right.
Like what's going on, on the border, or the once again, that goes back to the perversion. Let's just get into the word of the day.
Well, one last thing, too. I mean, not only are we sending cluster bombs, but they're now, it says here, the the Biden regime is set to announce another $1.3 billion in weapons for Ukraine. Billion.
That's maddening.
And so, you know, this is it. This is the bank robber standing in the White House, basically saying, okay, all the doors front and back to all the banks are wide open. And as fast as we can get people to carry the money out and haul it directly over to our money laundering facility over there in Ukraine, we're going to do this until all the banks are completely empty.
Well, and our borders are completely overran. They won't spend money on anything else but to defend our own country, but they will spend it on foreign wars.
Well, and that's because they can filter it through that country without any tracing happening, and then it goes right into their personal pockets. That is communist. That's the communist tactic 101. Every communist leader, first of all, fills his own pockets, buys up all the gold, and ships it off to another country, because communists know they only have a short time to plunder a country completely to the point of being bankrupt.
Right.
And so once they've pulled all the money out, they go to that country where they've been sending all that money all this time. And then they're basically, unless somebody extradites them and causes them to, you know, be prosecuted for their crimes, typically they just sit there in ultra wealth forever. And so this is the same exact thing we're seeing here, only it's the United States and the Biden regime. This whole coup, this is the biggest heist we've ever seen in the whole world.
Yeah, this is pretty amazing to watch. So what we continue to watch, and sometimes it's hard being a watchman on the wall, pointing at things you don't want to look at.
Well, yeah, because sometimes you'd rather be something else a little bit more lethal.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we've got microphones. So, that's just how it goes.
Yeah, there's our deadly weapon, the microphone.
There it is.
There, take that. Funk.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Ezekiel 43, verses 1 through 12, that read under the title, "The Temple, the Lord's Dwelling Place." Afterward, he brought me to the gate that faces toward the east. Interesting. This is a random turning. And so again, we're back to talking about the east gate, right? So
that's come up a lot.
And this is why. This is so cool because this is random. And this explains why the importance of the eastern gate. And so afterward, he brought me to the gate that faces toward the east. And behold, the glory of the Lord of Israel came from the way of the east. His voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory. It was like the appearance of the vision which I saw, like the vision which I saw when I came to destroy the city. The visions were like the vision which I saw by the river Kibar, and I fell on my face. And the glory of the Lord came into the temple by way of the gate which faces toward the east. The Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the temple. Then I heard him speaking to me from the temple while a man stood beside me. And he said to me, "Son of man, this is the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever. No more shall the house of Israel defile my holy name, they nor their kings, by their harlotry or with the carcasses of their kings on their high places. When they set their threshold by my threshold and their doorpost by my doorpost, with a wall between them and me, they defiled my holy name by the abominations which they committed. Therefore I have consumed them in my anger. Now let them put their harlotry and the carcasses of their kings far away from me, and I will dwell in their midst forever. Son of man, describe the temple to the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern. And if they are ashamed of all that they have done, make known to them the design of the temple and its arrangement, its exits, its entrances, its entire design and all its ordinances, all its forms and all its laws. Write it down in their sight so they can keep its whole design and all its ordinances and perform them. This is the law of the temple. The whole area surrounding the mountaintop is most holy. Behold, this is the law of the temple.
Right.
That's it.
Right on.
That is so incredible because this is God's perspective.
Yes.
You know, he doesn't think like man thinks. When he first of all, he knows he's holy. He knows he is the only one that is holy.
That's right.
He knows that that means, wow, reverence. Reverence, reverence, reverence.
Right.
And the fact that first of all, his temple, that's the place where he is going to be amongst the house of Israel.
Right.
And so this is his ground. He's claiming this and showing, first of all, I'm first. And when I'm first, everything around me is holy. And don't even think about setting up any kind of doorpost next to mine and then, you know, go and defile my land with the carcasses of your kings.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's not like he has any reverence for kings. You know, he doesn't esteem one above another.
He can establish and tear down kings.
Exactly. At will. Whole That's nations nothing. At will, just in a breath.
It's like setting pawns on a chessboard to him.
Right. And so the interesting part here is why this keeps coming up. It kind of is, it's a great hint as to why it's so important to the Lord. And if it's important to the Lord, it darn well better be important to us as well.
Right.
Because we're not the ones that know it all. He is. And don't let yourself be humbled by the fact that you don't know that in his presence.
Yeah.
Right. And so understand that, okay, we've now read it, and now we're talking about why you know this is so important. And he says, and if they are ashamed of all that they have done, make known to them the design of the temple and its arrangement. So basically, if they're repentant, if they're ashamed, that's like the sign that he looks for. Are they even ashamed? Like in the end times, it's describing these people that call right wrong and wrong right, and they don't even get, they're not even ashamed anymore. They don't even blush anymore. They're not ashamed of any of their egregious sin. And so he's looking for the people that are repentant with a contrite heart, and they know their behavior is bad and wrong, and they're sorry about
right,
it.
Right.
You know, they're ashamed of their behavior, and which is why you repent in the first place, because you've been convicted in your heart, and God's word is there to show you this is why you should be ashamed, right?
Yes.
And so that's kind of like, here's the criteria number one for even being told about this stuff, you know.
Well, that's what's interesting, and that's what caught my attention, is the scriptures related to the Eastern Gate has come up so much in the last, I would say a year, right?
Right.
Something will come up, and then next week again, and then a couple weeks, nothing. And then there it is again, and then again. And
lately it's increased a lot.
And so, you know, we've just learned to understand that the Lord is trying to point us to something. There's a reason why that is actually mentioned so much in different scriptures about the Eastern Gate. And those kind of things draw me to want to learn more. It just strikes my curiosity.
Right.
To say, what is the thing that he's trying to convey?
Exactly. Here? Especially if the mega churches aren't discussing this. Why? Why is it because he's not showing it to them?
Why isn't the church discussing a lot of things?
Well, exactly. But especially things that the Lord is showing us. If he's showing it to us, like over the past month, at a big increase, and you know, random turnings, none of these are the same. We're not continually turning to the same scripture.
We're not picking a topical study and searching out scriptures to support, you know, something we want to learn more about. It's thrown up in front of us. But also to that, you know, other churches or pastors and sermons. What's interesting is when we do find these little threads that we start seeing common reoccurrences,
right?
We'll watch a sermon and a pastor will key in on the same thing.
That's right.
And give a sermon on it or expose part of it that something that we'd never heard him talk about before.
Right.
And it's right at the same time window when they would discuss a certain thing, whether it's the the Jewish wedding, the model of the wedding, and Christ's bride.
Right. And clearly that's the Holy Spirit working across and basically putting, you know, dropping the sprinkling of the Holy Spirit, the words that in the sprinkling like rain down on the United States through His Holy Spirit, and who heard it, right? Yeah. Who heard it are those who talk about it, and then suddenly, like you're saying, well, suddenly it just springs up everywhere, and so that is clearly the Holy Spirit, and He wants us to know this because we are in the end times.
Right.
I mean, rapture has to be just right around the corner, and He's already shown us. Right now we're at the period we need to be forward thinking. We need to be looking forward to being, with Him as His kings and priests and ruling with Him while He's ruling the other degenerates, basically, with a rod of iron.
Right.
And so the important point here is, you know, of course, in the new millennium, we are going to be all about where He is at the temple.
Right.
All about it. That's where He will be. And so, you know, fascinating that He's pointing out these dimensions to those who are ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly, I mean, if you're humble, you are clearly ashamed of your behavior, you know.
Let's hope so, right?
Especially before the Lord, because you know He knows. You know He knows it all.
That's right.
He even knows what you've done better than you know what you've done, because sometimes you can't analyze all your behavior as well as He can.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going kind of down that rabbit hole and going into some Bible study notes and stuff related to this scripture. So,
yep, me too.
So what was that scripture again?
Okay, so that was Ezekiel chapter 43, verses 1 through 12.
Ezekiel 43, 1 through 12. All right. Well, good. Let's go ahead and wrap up segment one then and take a short break and come back. Segment one brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. The website is prepping2-0.com. We'll be back right after this.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Yeah, segment two here with TLC Web Hosting, hosting websites for folks right here in the American Redoubt, Christian Patriot-owned business. If you have a website, whether it's a business, ministry, or for any reason, then you can have it hosted by somebody that you trust, that you know, one that's one of us. And you can learn more about how to do that at tlcwebhosting.com. Well, Lady Liberty, segment two here. Yesterday we were mentioning that Trump was supposed to have seen the premiere or watched the movie with Tim Ballard and Jim Caviezel, and they did. And so he actually was very impressed with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was. In fact, he explained that he didn't want to just sit there and watch it, just he and Melania together, that he purposely wanted to host it so a whole bunch of people could see it all at the same time. And how great that is that he held that there at Bedminster. And the best part is Jim Caviezel's there, Eduardo Verastegui. I'm sure I'm murdering his last name, the producer.
Right.
They were there, and in fact, they're going to be showing it again on the 25th, July 25th, to Congress.
Oh, good. Well, so, the Democrats are going to have a meltdown because they need to defend pedophilia and right. child trafficking and transvestites.
They probably just won't show up, you know, so they can say that they know nothing about it. You
right.
know? And
we're not going to fall for this propaganda and, you know, alarmism and
yeah, right,
right. Yeah, you just look the other way while children are being tortured.
Well, and that's what they would do anyway because they already know what's going on and they know why they've kept the border wide open.
Yeah, well, you know, the bending and bending and bending is going to keep happening until something breaks.
Exactly.
Now, we are living in lawlessness right now, but we are not living in a without rule of law environment now.
Right.
And I can guarantee you, God-fearing Christian patriots are keeping score and keeping names and taking notes.
That's right.
And, you know, they're not thinking this through because there could come a time, there will come a time probably, I predict, I wouldn't be surprised if those people actually start disappearing. I mean, they start, when you go into like Mad Max type without rule of law.
Yeah, anarchy.
Then it's on.
Right.
Then there's, I mean, it is, that's when all the people that attacked something like The Sound of Freedom or attacked parents for wanting to keep the pedophilia out of the library, or the people that were trying to push pedophilia into the library, the people that were trying to attack those that are trying to expose child exploitation, all the enemies have been defined. They've all popped their heads up.
Right. Well, and two, the most heinous criminals are the ones at the very top. They're not above the law, first
no.
of all, and we're never going to let those words come out of our mouth that they're above the law and they're untouchable. Nobody's untouchable.
Well, they get to the point where they also think, yes, they think that they're untouchable. It's kind of like a serial killer who just becomes more and more careless because they've gotten away with it.
Exactly.
They almost feel like they've got this little invisible force field around them that pretty much they just become careless.
Well,
and
exactly, because
yeah,
that's when their demise comes. Because like Mussolini,
right?
Boy, you know, he look at his arrogance, and that's like Sun Tzu's favorite enemy right there is the arrogant enemy who's so brazen and arrogant. And wow, he had quite the demise. Bet he wasn't so arrogant that day. And so, you know, that's typically what happens to those type of leaders. Eventually, the masses come to get them.
Yes.
And so the communists know that history as well, which is why they're scared of all of this. And so
they're scared of Trump.
Yes,
they're
exactly.
scared of Trump, and they're yep. scared of his followers. You know, a listener sent me sent a letter describing a Chinese shortwave broadcast that is kind of like NPR, right? Well, everything is so it's so subtly done, the propaganda. They have European and American experts, right?
Right.
All the narrative is the problem with this situation is Trump, or the problem is Trump's followers.
Right.
And this is the drum that they are beating. They are so afraid of Trump and his followers, like, you know, millions, tens of millions of American people, that they have to keep beating the drum that they're a danger, they're a threat, to justify any measure that they can dream up to suppress us.
Right.
Now, this is Chinese-backed propaganda, using Westerners as the mouthpieces, educated,
yes,
well-spoken.
Right. Yeah, the 10 million man army, the media posters.
Oh yeah, subtle snakes they are.
No kidding. Well, and so you've got a clip here of that was from the Bedminster showing of The Sound of Freedom, which Carrie Lake was there as well. So that's kind of cool.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I'm waiting to hear what he had to say.
All right. Well, it's, you know, it's a crowded room, kind of muffly, but I pulled the best that I could out of it. I wanted to hear what he had to say. So here's President Trump.
Well, I hope you enjoyed it. It's something that I'm not sure if you're supposed to enjoy or learn. It's a combination, but it's that was a great movie. And I now understand why it's doing so well. It's setting records, by the way. It's beating the biggest movies out. They have some of the big summer blockbusters, and this is knocking the socks off of them, so that's pretty good. I'd love to have your potential. What potential?
And of course, you know, he's talking about the movie, The Sound of Freedom, that he watched there with the folks that produced the movie and Jim Caviezel. And, you know, that's a very emotionally, you know, charging movie. It's, like you said, it's something that's educational. It's, you know, bringing awareness to something. But, I mean, it's a well-done movie, too. It's very, very, it's pro.
Right.
You know, so I did not know that Congress is supposed to be watching it, too.
Yeah, that's exciting that is going to be on Tuesday the 25th, which ends up being Trump Tuesday. And so, you know, as far as that goes, that is exciting. And by the way, we've really been pointing people to how they can help with this child trafficking problem while our judicial system looks the other way.
Yeah.
And so we've pointed you guys to the two resources that we're using, also the Tim Ballard Organization and VOP. And VOP has posted this, thank you, donors. Supplies are coming in. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes.
And they're saying they so appreciate the gift of the children's Bibles and all of the other supplies that are being sent. And you can jump in on this. You need to jump in on this as well, where you're contributing in some way, because this is about you. This is about each and every one of us individually before the Lord. So be sure to help in some way.
Yeah, that's one of the things that this movie left us all with, was like, okay, I'm aware and I'm fired up, but what now?
Oh, right.
Make other people go see it. Okay, well, great. You know, it's a...
Yeah, then what?
Yeah, it's like multi-level marketing. Get everybody in to see the movie, and then what?
Right.
Well, this is the then what. This is, you know, now you can get involved. There's with the underground.
And they need help.
Yep. So we've got plenty of resources out there. We've been giving you guys. We'll be reminding you. All right. We want to remind you to have a awesome, blessed, and a safe weekend out there. Join us Monday morning, 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.